Let us turn to our scripture text from 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6, verses 8 to 17. And I shall read this portion of scripture. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." And a man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down." And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him, and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once nor twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. And he called his servants, and said unto them, "Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel. Tell of the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." And he said, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." Therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city both with horses and chariots. And his servants said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes, that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha.
Now we open our Bible again to 2 Kings chapter 8. I'm sorry, 2 Kings chapter 6, from verse 8 to verse 17. 2 Kings chapter 6, from verse 8 to verse 17. The topic of the message is the eyes of faith. You and I have a very good physical eyes. But how about our spiritual eyes? Because like the servant of the prophet Joshua, he saw the enemies, a great host. But he didn't see the Lord. He didn't see the mighty God. And the prophet Elisha prayed to God, "O Lord, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of this young man. And he saw, behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire around about Elisha. May God open our spiritual eyes so that we may see him in all our situations. The charismatic believers usually share, "Oh, I feel that God is with me. I feel that God speaks to me. I feel that." But their spiritual eyes are blinded. Why? Because our faith is based on God's word, not on our feelings. So we believe that God is with us because he says so. We believe that God is with us when we gather in his name, two or three in his name. He is with us. May God open our eyes so that we may see his presence. He is invisible, but we may see him with our spiritual eyes, with our eyes of faith. And the Lord Jesus says that, Lord, I am with you always unto the end of the world. I am. In the present tense, I am. At this moment, I am with you. So my dear friends, may God open our spiritual eyes so that we may see him. And when we see him, we will have peace, joy, and hope. How about our reactions when we encounter our difficulties, trials, problems, even persecutions, opposition? Two persons who suffer from the same cancer and undergo the same treatment in the same hospital. But the one who has the eyes of faith in the Lord, trust in him, trust in God's sovereignty, so he has peace and hope. Believing that if God graciously heals him, raise the Lord, and if he is called home to be with the Lord, it is much better. So he hopes in the Lord. But the other one, who does not have the eyes of faith in him, only sees his incurable illness and is so frightened by his hopeless future. So may God help you and me to have the eyes of faith. It is a wise prayer. O Lord, open my eyes so that I may see thee. I may see thy sovereignty, thy loving care, thy power, thy deliverance, thy salvation. We will consider 4 points through this passage. First, the ministry of the prophet Elisha. And next, a hopeless cry. How shall we do? And next, the eyes of faith. And finally, our proper attitudes before our trials and enemies. First, the ministry of the prophet Elisha. From 1 Kings chapter 19, from verse 16 to 21, when Elisha was called into the ministry, he was willing to leave his farming job. He took a yoke of the oxen and used the instruments of the yoke of the oxen. It means the plow and yoke. Used them to boil the meat, the flesh of the oxen, and gave it to the people, to his friends, his frailties. And then he arose and went after the prophet Elijah and ministered to him. So maybe some of you this morning, God may call you to the ministry. And Elisha is a good example. For us, we are willing to leave behind everything and to minister to our Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And next, what we can learn from the prophet Elisha. To be with his master, Elisha was impressed by his master's spirit and desired to have that same spirit. So when Elijah said to him, "Ask what I shall do to thee before I be taken away from thee." And Elijah did not ask anything else except his master's spirit. And he said, "I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me." And his request was granted when he saw the chariot and the horses of fire taking Elijah up into heaven. My dear friends, we have a lot of things to pray to our God. But do you and I desire to have the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that was with our Lord Jesus Christ when he was on this earth? The same Spirit that empowered the Lord Jesus Christ to overcome Satan and temptations, to do God's will even unto death, and to finish on the work that his Father had given him to do, and to endure on sufferings, contempt, persecutions. Yes, we do need the Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus says in Luke chapter 11, verse 13, Luke chapter 11, verse 13, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" So may God help us to desire and to high value, to appreciate the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And we pray God to grant us his Spirit. And we are willing to submit ourselves to the control of the Holy Spirit. And this is a commandment: be filled with the Holy Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Always, all the time, keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit, not only on Sunday, but every day, every time during the week, my dear friends, because it is the Holy Spirit who is able to empower us to trust in the Lord, to do his will, to overcome Satan and temptations, to endure on hardships or trials, and to be faithful unto the Lord until the end, and to serve him. And then the next lesson from Elisha, that is his holy life. When the woman in Shunem saw him, and she said to her husband, in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8, "Behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passes by us continually." I perceive that this is an holy man of God. My dear brothers and sisters, do our family members, our neighbors, our classmates, our colleagues perceive that we are holy people of God? Do they perceive that we are separate from sin, from self, and from worldliness? King Herod feared John the Baptist because he was holy and just. We may be despised by others, but they fear us when we live a holy and godly life, my dear friends. And another lesson we learn from Elisha is his integrity without seeking anything for himself. When he healed the commander of the Syrian army, Naaman, and he refused to receive the gifts from him. May God help you and me to serve him because we love him, because we want to glorify him, not because of anything else. God will take care of us, and we can see many highland shepherds, highland servants of the Lord nowadays. May God help you and me to serve him, because we love him and we want to glorify him. So that is the background of the ministry of the prophet Elisha. Now, next, a hopeless cry. How shall we do? According to the Bible context, we see that the king of Syria warred against Israel, and he took counsel with his servants to ambush the Israel's king and army. And he saw trouble when he saw that his schemes were detected by the prophet Elisha. And Israel's king and army were saved. Not once, not twice. More than that. So when he was informed that Elisha was in Dothan, he sent a red host of chariots and horses by night to compass round about the city. And the servant of Elisha got up early, and he saw this great host. He was panicked, and he said to Elisha, "Lord, Allah's master, how shall we do? How shall we do is a hopeless cry from those who do not see God, do not see the power of his maker and creator, but only sees the powerful enemies or the great trials. So may God help us to look unto him and open our eyes. Those who cry, "How shall we do?" are depending their own resources. But we depend on our God and his power, so we can trust in him and overcome our trials or the enemies. Next, the eyes of faith. In the same situation, Elisha was calm and fearless. Why? Because he could see the horses of fire and the chariots of fire around about him. He was not frightened at all. So he prayed to the Lord, "Oh Lord, open his eyes that he may see." But when he saw the mountain full of the chariots of fire and horses of fire around about Elisha, this young servant did not fear anymore. My dear friends, in the same situation, you and I may have peace when we can see God, our Savior, our Lord, be with us. And like Psalms 34, we read this morning, the angel of the Lord encamped around those who fear God and deliver them. The angel of the Lord encamp around about us. We know and we believe this truth. Why? Because God says so. Not because we feel that. My dear friends, and we can learn from other men of faith in the Bible. For example, Abraham. How about Abraham? In Hebrew chapter 11, verse 8, the Bible tells us that by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he shall after receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out. And he went out, even he didn't know where he went, because he went out by faith. He trusted in God's word only. My dear friends, today we have more privilege than Abraham. We have all the revelation, sufficient revelation of God, the Bible. May God help us to walk by faith. It means we walk by God's word, not by feelings or by sight. And then when God promised to make Abraham and his seed to be a blessing to all nations, Abraham had been waiting for the promise of the Lord for 25 years. And he was about 100 years old and Sarah 90 years old. Under human eyes, it is impossible for them to have any child. But how about Abraham? The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 4, Romans chapter 4, verse 18 and verse 20 to 21. Who against hope believed in hope? In hopeless situation, he still believed in hope in the Lord, and stagger not at the promise of God by or through unbelief, but was strong in faith and give glory to God. And he was fully persuaded that God was able to perform what he had promise. My dear friends, even in our hopeless situation, may God help us to believe, to trust in Him, in hope, and to trust that He is able to perform what He had promised. And then how about Moses? In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 27, the Bible tells us that by faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured, and he seen him who is invisible. Seeing him who is invisible. We can't see God by our physical eyes, but we may see him with our spiritual eyes, our eyes of faith. And with these eyes of faith, when the Egyptians pursued after the people of Israel and marched after them, all the people of Israel were so afraid and cried to the Lord. But Moses said to them, "Fear ye not, be still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Hold your peace. The Lord shall fight for thee." That is in Exodus chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. The Lord shall fight for you. Ye shall hold your peace. So that is what Moses react, because he had the eyes of faith. How about Joshua, Caleb, and the other 10 spies? The other 10 spies gave an evil report, discouraging the people of Israel, and they said that we be not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we. They only saw the enemies, the power of the enemies, but they failed to see their God, the mighty God, the Most High, above all other forces, all the enemies. But how about Joshua and Caleb? They said in Numbers chapter 14, verse 8 and 9, if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. My dear friends, the same situation, but Joshua and Caleb, with the eyes of faith, could stand firm, trust in the Lord, while the others failed. How about David? In 1 Samuel chapter 17, we know that the giant Goliath, he defied the armies of Israel, and he challenged them. Give me a person that we may fight together. The Bible tells us that King Saul and all the people of Israel were dismayed and greatly afraid when they heard those words. And when they saw this giant, they fled away and were so afraid. How about David? David had different reaction. Why? Because he had the eyes of faith. This giant Goliath presented himself for 40 days in the morning and evening, but no one in Israel dared to fight against him. Thank God that David, he went out and he said to King Saul, let no man's heart fail because of this man. Let your servant fight with this Philistine. And then he shared his experience. The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear will also deliver me from this Philistine. My dear friends, when we encounter small difficulties or trials that God sends to us, may God help us to overcome. And those small battles are very necessary for us to strengthen our faith so that we may encounter the bigger enemy, the bigger trials in the future. And we can say that God, who has helped me in the past, and he will see me through this trial. Thank God for the faithfulness of God. He did and he does keep his promise, his word. Now, how about our proper attitudes when we face trials or the enemies? First, be sanctified. When the people of Israel defeated Jericho, they were so happy, they were so confident of themselves. So when Joshua sent men to explore the city of Ai, they said, let not all the people go up, only 2,000 or 3,000. The incident is recorded in Joshua chapter 7. They didn't know that there was an accursed thing in the camp. And God is holy. He can't help. He can't bless. He can't deliver the people because of their sin. So when they were defeated by the small group of people in Ai, the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Joshua fell to the ground upon his face before the ark of the law, and all the elders rent their clothes and put dust upon their head. But what did God say to them? We can turn to Joshua chapter 7. Joshua chapter 7. Joshua chapter 7. I will read to you verse 12 and verse 13. Verse 12, verse 13. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turn their backs before their enemies, because they were accursed. Neither will I be with you anymore, except ye destroy the accursed from among you. And verse 13, up, sanctify the people, and say, sanctify yourselves against tomorrow, for thus said the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in the midst of thee, O Israel. Thou canst not stand before thy enemies until ye take away the accursed thing from among you. Ye can't stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. My dear friends, God is holy and God wants us to be holy. So to be prepared for the battle and to make sure that God is with us, may God search our hearts, may God prepare us on the known sins or anything that we know that it does not please the Lord. May God help us to sanctify ourselves, to separate ourselves from sin, from self, self-will or self image or self-righteousness and worldliness, so that we may be qualified, we may be equipped to fight the battle. And then next, look unto the Lord, that we repent and we confess our sins to the Lord, and that we look unto the Lord. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is the author of our faith. He is able to create in us a faith, a holy faith in Him. He is able to give us our strength and our faith. Even when we see that our faith is so weak, look unto the Lord. He is able to give us the faith. And He is also the finisher of our faith. He is able to perform what we trust in Him according to His word, according to His way, and according to His good timing. So look unto the Lord. Not unto our trials, not unto our enemies. Look unto our Lord. And if we haven't seen Him, may God open our eyes so that we may see Him. And His angels encamp around about us. And then next, trust in the Lord and His sovereignty. We look unto Him and we trust in Him and His sovereignty. Some verses are very familiar and precious for you and me in Romans chapter 8. But do we really trust in God's word in Romans chapter 8, verse 28? For we know that. In Greek it means we surely know, without any doubt, surely know that all things work together for good to them that loved God, to them who are called according to His purpose. My dear friends, do you and I believe in God's promise? And then in verse 31, if God be for us, who can be against us? Do you and I believe in God's word? If God is for us, why? Why is God for us? Because we are for Him. We are for His word. We are for His truth. Even the board of elders of life, maybe church, deem that VPP as divisive, erroneous, and a heresy. But how about you and me? Do we really believe in God's word without any doubt, without any question? Do we see that it is insulting to God's word, to God's name, when people say that, when people say like that, a heresy? Do we still relax and sit in the fence when we hear people insulting our God and His word? Or do you and I not care for anything? My dear friends, may God help us to have a love for God and His word, and really, truly love Him and His word. And then in verse 37 of Romans chapter 8, nay, in all these things, without any exception, all these things, we are more conquerors through Him that loved us. We are more than conquerors. The victory belongs to us because Jesus Christ, who loved us and is with us. So, turn our eyes to the Lord and trust in Him and His sovereignty. Nothing happening to you and me is by chance or by accident. Next, cry unto the Lord in prayer. So we trust in Him. And then we cannot just do nothing. My dear friends, cry unto the Lord, because we are not fighting against human beings. We must see Satan and the devil and demons behind those who are opposing us. So we are fighting against powers, principalities, and rulers of this world of darkness. So we must pray to God. In Psalms 56, verse 9, the experience of David: when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. I know because thou art for me. So when we cry unto the Lord, surely the enemies will turn back because God is for us. But we have to look unto Him and cry unto Him. And then how about Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. God forbid that I should sin against the law in season to pray for you. My dear friends, it is a sin if we cease to pray for our beloved pastor, for our church to life, for FEBC. God forbid that I should sin against the law in season to pray for you. That surely the church leaders do pray for you. But how about you? You pray for our church leaders, pray for FEBC. How about the Friday prayer meeting, my dear friends? Just come to pray, to write unto the Lord for help, for deliverance. And then finally, we face our trials, we face our enemies in the name of the Lord. Let me turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17. I will read to you verse 45, 46, and 47. Verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. King Saul and all the people of Israel failed to see that Goliath defied their God, defied their Lord. But David, he saw it, and he could not bear it. So we are ready to face, to encounter our trials, our enemies, in the name of the Lord. Why? Because we are for the Lord. We are for His truth. We are not against Him. We are not against His truth. And then in verse 46, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will spy thee and take thee, thy head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." He has a purpose. "That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel." My dear friends, we not only have concern for our church, for FEBC, but we have concern for God's glory, for God's truth, for God's word. "That all the earth may know that there is the living and true God in true life, in FEBC." So we pray hard, we cry to Lord, "Oh Lord, because of thy glory, because of thy truth, because of thy word, may thou help us, deliver us, so that other churches, other Bible colleges may acknowledge that thou art with us, and thy word is truth, and we may bring back some to his truth." My dear friends, shall you gather together on Friday prayer meeting to pray to God because of His glory, because of His word, and because of His truth? And then in verse 47, "And all this assembly shall know that," even all the members of our church shall know that, "the Lord saveth not with sword or spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and He will yield you into our hands." from my hand into our hands. So we need all the members of the church. My dear friends, we do need all of your prayers. And when we gather together, God is very happy. Because with one mind, one heart, we cry to the Lord for help. With our eyes of faith, trusting in His sovereignty, His power, surely He gives us the victory. My dear friends, we shall face trials, problems, and even the enemies of our souls, of our church and FBBC. How about our reaction? May God help us to sanctify ourselves. God is holy. May God help us so that He is with us and we have the victory. And we look unto the Lord, not look at the enemies or our problems. And we cry unto Him. We trust in His sovereignty, His power. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And we are ready to face our trials, our enemies, in the name of the Lord. And we fight a good fight because of the name of the Lord, because of His glory, because of His truth, because of His word, so that all the world may know that God is with us. And His truth is true with us. Surely we remember Esther, when her uncle said to her, we can turn to Esther chapter 4. Esther chapter 4. I will read to you verse 13. Esther chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. And Mordecai commanded to answer Esther. Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? My dear friends, who knoweth that you come to life for such a time as this? Now we turn to the Lord in prayers. Our Father in heaven, we give thanks to Thee. Thou art our living and true God. May Thou open our spiritual eyes so that we may see Thee in all our trials, persecutions, even the oppositions of Satan, devil, demons. O Father, may Thou sanctify us, separate us from all our sins and cleanse us from all self and worldliness. Help us to look unto Thee and help us to cry unto Thee for help, and help us to trust in Thee, in Thy sovereignty, in Thy power, and help us to encounter the enemies or our trials in the name of the Lord. And we fight a good fight of faith because of Thy glory, because of Thy holy name, because of Thy word, Thy truth, so that all the world may know that Thou art with us. And they put their trust in Thee and in Thy word. O Father, may Thou listen to our prayers. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.